Welcome to this edition of the Boon of Wireless podcast, coming to you as always high above the streets of northern New Jersey at ANJ Media. Yes, New Jersey, where, hey, we had an earthquake. Yeah, I'm sure you heard all about it. And we're taping this just 72 hours after April 5th's big event that had most people in California laughing at us in New York and New Jersey. But thankfully, there was no serious damage or injuries. But hey, I've never been in an earthquake before, but a 4.8 magnitude followed by a 4.0 magnitude aftershock is nothing to joke about. But I have to share the best meme that one of my listeners sent me. I know that many of you only listen to the podcast, so you'll have to go to our YouTube channel to see it. Too soon? Yes, we will rebuild. Andrew, everybody safe with you and your family?
Yes, John.
Good. Andrew is exciting as always on the podcast. Okay, let's get back to wireless. Our guest today is principal of Wave 7 Research, a wireless research company that covers the U.S. postpaid, prepaid, smartphone, and fixed wireless competition. All the carriers' retail presence is covered thoroughly. Jeff Moore is deeply knowledgeable about the United States wireless carriers, including competitive positioning, pricing, and promotional efforts, and writes a monthly column for Fierce Wireless. Jeff has 29 years of telecom industry experience and worked for Sprint for 13 of those years. From 2006 to 2014, Jeff was the lead official responsible for gathering competitive intelligence for Sprint about wireless competitors and was chairman of Sprint's Competitive Intelligence Roundtable. Fierce Wireless has featured a column by Jeff since 2020, and Jeff was named conference director for the All Wireless and Prepaid Expo in 2022, an event that we will be discussing today. Jeff also holds an MBA from Cornell University. So please welcome to the program, Jeff Moore. Jeff, it's great to see you. How are you?
Thanks, John. Good to see you someplace other than Las Vegas, which is where I usually see you.
So Jeff, you've had a long career in wireless, over 29 years?
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Most of it spent at Sprint, where you gathered competitive intelligence and publishes information in a variety of deliverables to your internal customers. Why don't you take us through your journey in wireless and what led you to create Wave 7 Research?
Yeah, so I spent 13 years with Sprint, most of it on the campus, and most of that time leading Sprint's competitive intelligence efforts. And then at the end of 2014, I left Sprint and I had the vision of founding sort of a syndicated version of Sprint's competitive intelligence operation. So I've been doing it for a number of years and thought, you know, what if I took this product and basically syndicated it to external customers and let them know, you know, what's really going on in wireless, which is the vision of Wave 7 Research.
And is Sprint a customer?
Well, Sprint, now, unfortunately, is no longer among us.
Yes, I know only too well. So, okay. So can you share with us how many organizations does your report reach every month?
Dozens of companies subscribe to our research. And basically, for the most part, it's wireless carriers. And by that, I mean, not just the three big ones. I mean, the cable companies as well, regional carriers and MVNOs also subscribe. And then basically investment institutions. So large companies, well-known on Wall Street that need to know what's really going on in wireless, they also subscribe. And there are other companies thrown in as well. There are, you know, actually handset protection companies and OEMs and others who subscribe as well. But it's mostly carriers and investment institutions.
Talk to the audience about the four areas that you provide intelligence on.
Well, we're talking about prepaid today, so that's certainly one of them, and that's largely Boost versus Cricket versus Metro, and then postpaid, which obviously would be T-Mobile versus Verizon versus AT&T. Smartphone competition is the third area, and then the fourth area and the newest one is fixed wireless competition, which certainly includes the 2800 WISPs that are out there, as well as obviously Verizon and T-Mobile, and more recently AT&T as well has jumped into the fixed wireless market.
Okay, and for our listeners that don't know, we have a lot of acronyms in wireless. Every week we come up with a new one, but WISP,
Wireless internet service providers. And so that's basically those are carriers that are largely in rural America, and they provide connectivity where connectivity is not necessarily easily done. So largely in rural America. And actually, exactly 1 month ago, I was in Oklahoma City for their big one of their two big annual conferences.
You look at prepaid, you mentioned two carriers, Boost, obviously owned by Dish, as we know, and the other one was Metro, owned by T-Mobile.
And Cricket.
That's the intelligence you provide, and Cricket. So do you look at the other competitors as well? I mean, I read your reports. You do mention the other SIM-only, we call them, providers like Ultra and Simple, the old track phone folks. And
yeah, we cover all the MVNOs, absolutely, as well as the regional carriers, yes.
Okay, good. So who is the customer for this? I mean, who you talked about, you know, the investment bankers and the carriers that want to know what's going on, but does it go any further down on people that would get value out of subscribing to your report?
Potentially. We're always thinking it over. We've had some customers that we would not expect, but the lion's share of our customers are carriers and investment institutions.
Without naming names, what type of a customer was, you know, that came upon you?
Well, we've had a company that's very much into POS systems, for example, that has been purchasing. One of our hidden gems is the Wave 7 door report. So precisely how many stores does Verizon, does Cricket, does AT&T have, all the national carriers, as well as what's their presence in national retail? It's called the Wave 7 door report. It's something we put out twice a year, and we've been putting it out for years, and now some companies are subscribing to only that. So we productized it, and now we're selling that as well.
Could I subscribe to only smartphone or only Wisp? Or only prepaid?
Yes.
Or does it all come together?
Yes. So we encourage people to subscribe to all that we do, and most of our customers do. But it is possible to get an a la carte subscription. Yes.
Talk about your teams that are out there going into the stores. Where are they located? Obviously nationwide. How do they collect this information? Obviously, it's easy to look at how doors are getting opened up, but how do they get the granular information that you provide every month?
Yeah, one thing that's different about Wave 7 Research is that we don't just sit behind our laptops and do research online. We physically go to the stores. So just a few days ago, we put out our most recent postpaid report, and alongside the report in a separate document, we provided a deck that had 100 plus photographs from carrier stores and national retailers from five different states, and that's 57 slides of photographs. So you can physically see what kind of, even if you didn't weren't able to read, you would be able to understand what's going on in the carrier stores. So that's the physical checks aspect, and that was from five different states. The other thing that we have is access to is an unlimited advertising database. So we know basically all the TV and radio advertising going on, as well as much of other kinds of advertising as well. So the unlimited access to the advertising database helps. And then the third thing that we do is just talking with contacts, people with Wave 7 Research. You know, my 29 years in wireless, I know a lot of people, and I have a lot of conversations. So just sort of sorting out what's really going on in wireless.
How many people do you have out in the field going into the stores?
It's only a handful.
And when they go into a branded carrier store, you know, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, Metro, Boost, when they go into a branded store, are they welcomed? Are they going to the same location so the people in the store know them? Or how does that whole thing work?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. So I would say that in some cases, people doing checks for us are friends with the reps inside the stores. And in other cases, they don't know us at all, and we have to sort of keep a distance. And also it depends on whether it's a corporate store or a dealer store. One thing that we found is that corporate reps are colder and less candid, and reps in dealer stores tend to be much more honest about things and have an open conversation.
And mystery shopping obviously is part of the process that they do. Just walk in and shop and get information as far as price, sale prices, new rate plans, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. And because we do it basically every week, when something's new or different, we suddenly see it. Like, for example, one thing that we made some noise about is that AT&T had launched its internet, AT&T Internet Air product, and we suddenly started seeing that pop up in stores, and we started seeing seeing posters for it in AT&T store windows, and that was kind of a new and interesting thing to report about.
Did your folks ever uncover something that was a wow moment, like a holy mackerel, and report back to you, and all of a sudden you had a scoop of something that was happening, and you were the first to know it? Has that ever happened?
That's something that happens every month. Absolutely, yes. A lot of our stuff winds up in Fierce Wireless, but there are a lot of publications who run with our scoops, yes.
Can you give us one that was like, wow, we didn't know this?
GameStop used to feature Cricket Wireless for many years, and they made a big press release about that, and that was out there, and that was going on for a time. Our checks suggested that results were not so good, that that Cricket sales at GameStop were not very strong, and we reported that for a long time. And then one day we visited a GameStop store, and all of a sudden they did not have Cricket all of a sudden. And then we had to do checks for multiple places around America to find out for sure, has Cricket really been pulled from GameStop, which was not a shock, but it's something that doing our due diligence, we had to ensure that that had happened. And we found out that it had, and we reported that Cricket has been pulled from GameStop and is no longer being sold there. And the joke that we've had ever since is that carriers announce initiatives, but it's up to us to unannounce those initiatives.
That's pretty funny. Okay, let's shift gears and talk about the All Wireless and Prepaid Expo, which is held every August in Las Vegas. I believe this is their 16th year. With the show starting in 2008. The show's founder and president, Robin Tobias, recently named you, Jeff Moore, in charge of all speakers. Did she give you a special title or anything?
Yes, conference director.
So you're the conference director for the whole thing. Oh, okay, good. All right, so if I needed a room upgrade or, you know, if my eggs are runny, I'll give you a shout. Okay. All right, let's, in all seriousness, go back to the All Wireless and Prepaid Expo. This event now, I believe, is the fastest growing and most inclusive event for companies in wireless telecommunications, showcasing products and services across all segments and distribution channels. Why don't you tell our folks that are listening and watching how you got involved with this event?
Yeah, so I've been speaking at the event for many years. And after speaking at it and delivering sort of a prepaid State of the Union presentation at the event for many years, ultimately the gentleman who was the previous conference director, Gene Retzke, he retired. And they, since I'd been speaking already and been active in the with the conference for many years, they offered me the opportunity to step in.
And from what I saw last year, you're doing a great job. I believe you moderated the panel that I was on.
Yes, I moderated all the panels. So that was it's a long day, but a fruitful day.
Yeah, it was a very specific subject too. I remember it was what's new in wireless. Geez, we couldn't have gotten more granular. It was a great session. So when is it this year in August?
August 27th and 28th at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas.
Right. Who should attend this? I know that I invited six of my clients last August to come to the show knowing that none of them would. And lo and behold, all six showed up. And those were people that were at the time attempting to enter the MVNO space. Also, I had some clients who had some new products and services that engaged with our company, Atrium Unlimited Consulting, to kick open doors for them, introduce them to the key MVNOs and the carriers. They all showed up, and I was like a pinball for 2 days trying to appease all of them. So I'm going to tell them all this year, please don't come. No. It was a great show, and we had some great meetings. Who should attend?
Everyone who's involved in the wireless and prepaid ecosystem should attend. I'm thinking particularly of dealers for prepaid wireless, as well as the carriers, as well as other people in the ecosystem. I'm thinking payment vendors, people who sell phones, used, new, and otherwise, and other people in that ecosystem. It's the best networking event in prepaid wireless, and anyone who's involved in that ecosystem should attend.
And you mentioned other people. I know we discussed this. People that are in the secondary phone market. You talked about that they will be there in force as always, as well as people selling ancillary products like device protection, all this kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Device protection is definitely part of it. You know, new phones, used phones. We always have vendors for both of those. Yeah, so if you're involved in the prepaid wireless ecosystem, you need to be at the event.
Okay, and good opportunity for networking and, you know, meeting people and, you know, setting your plans in August for the end of the year and the following year. That's good. I remember last year that there was about 4,000 attendees, which was a record for the show. What do you have a feel for what will happen this year?
Well, I know that the conference is taking up much larger floor space. So last year we totally filled all available spaces. And so there will be more attendees this year. So it was about 4,000 attendees last year, and we're expecting more this year. Definitely, it's a growing event. It's been growing very rapidly for the last several years, and we expect that to continue this year.
There's a lot of shows coming up, as always. You know, I talk about Barcelona and Mobile World Congress back a month or two ago, and then you've got the Gadget Repair coming up, which is, you know, focused on what it is, Gadget Repair. Mobile Disrupt, Bob LaFon, who was on the program 2 weeks ago, started that event, and that's going to be, again, a sellout where they do really focus on the secondary phone market. Barcelona was all about AI. Does the All Wireless Prepaid Expo have a certain theme to it? Is it specifically for prepaid dealers? Is the Prepaid Expo? Is there a theme to this year's show?
No particular theme, but it's a good place to sort of reconnect and think about some of the top issues that are going on, and you know, a couple of the issues that are going on. So a lot of people are curious about what's happening to the ACP. North of 20 million households are connected via the ACP, but it seems like funding is sort of running out. So how do you adapt to that is one of the questions that's going to be coming up at the expo this year. And then we have some changes going on from, you know, who's selling prepaid wireless these days. One of the big events that popped out of last year's conference is the growth of Total by Verizon, sort of becoming a fourth prepaid carrier with a national retail presence. And that's something that that was one of the big headlines that popped out of last year's show, that that Total by Verizon would open several hundred stores last year and several hundred more stores this year. And, you know, we're now projecting that they have north of 700 stores open. So you know, a lot of news sort of broke last year and probably will break again this year.
Yeah. Our good friend Lee Masryk at Verizon gave a phenomenal presentation on their plans to provide value through their channel, prepaid. And, you know, they have delivered on what they said they were going to as far as stores growth. So that's a pretty good story. And it's always good to have another competitor in there. Okay. Okay. Anything else about the All Wireless Prepaid Expo? Any recommendations or anything that you hope to see this year at the event?
Yeah, just want to see what's going on with all the MVNOs and how people are responding to the ACP issues, as well as, one thing that I can recommend is the networking event that happens after the first day. There's a happy hour out on the show floor, and in my opinion, that event is the best networking event in prepaid wireless in the United States in general. So that's one thing that I can definitely recommend.
And there will hopefully by that time, possibly by that time, be some additional changes with, Plum, aggregator for T-Mobile, and Mint Mobile and Ultra Mobile becoming officially part of the T-Mobile family. So it'll be interesting to see with all these moving parts, like you said, ACP, Total by Verizon, Ultra becoming another brand of T-Mobile, where that's all going to shake out. And I don't have a crystal ball. And the people that I speak to at T-Mobile, if they know what's going to happen, they're not talking about it. So it'll be interesting to see if and when, which should be soon, this acquisition goes through, and then how it shakes out on the competitive landscape there with brand names joining T-Mobile. So it'd be interesting. So stay tuned. So, Jeff, why don't you remind our listeners and viewers if they're interested in subscribing to Wave 7 Research's monthly report, how they would do that?
Yeah, you can simply log on to wave7research.com or simply just email me at jeffmoore@wave7research.com.
Jeff, great seeing you. Again, the show is in great hands, the Wireless Prepaid Expo. I hope they'll see you before that. It's about 4 or 5 months away right now. But I appreciate you you coming on the podcast today. Any closing thoughts or words?
So look forward to seeing you out in Las Vegas again, John, as always, as we do every August. And hopefully a lot of your viewers will be out there in August as well. I look forward to, you know, really getting out of the office and shaking hands and reconnecting with everyone in the world of prepaid once per year. And this is the best event for it.
Right. And if you haven't been to Las Vegas in August, you haven't lived.
I'm in the hotel the whole time, so I never get a tan.
Getting out of the cab or Uber into the hotel and then going back to the airport, that's about all you can take.
That's about all the sun I get. Yeah,
115. But there's this. Yeah, but it's a dry heat. Okay, Jeff, great to see you. Thank you very much. Wave 7 Research providing great information to all the people that need to know the competitive landscape out there on prepaid, postpaid smartphones and fixed wireless. Jeff Moore, Wave 7 Research, thank you again for coming on. That's going to wrap up another episode of The Boon of Wireless. We'll see you next time. Thanks.